What would Brady do?
All right, off we go with what would Brady do. And sorry, I'm kind of distracted right now because, you know, for the last probably 2 years of the Bill Cosby situation, I have made it a habit of saying pee-pee in the poo-poo is something Bill would say about the sexual intercourse that has been levied on him as rapes. What I never thought was that his deposition, which has been released out, would have Bill's, how he describes sex. He calls a woman's vagina the penile entrance. He spoke of the penile entrance and of digital penetration, and then later said, very strange. It just gets weirder and weirder. 6 minutes is faster than post-pill facilitations. I would have never, in all my years, assumed that Bill wouldn't have been jovial about sex, that would have been a very serious, the pee-pee and the poo-poo sounds great, instead of, now show me your penile entrance. That doesn't sound Cosby-ish to me.
It's the flying and the filth. This is where the penis goes. It is the penile entrance. Here comes the choo-choo. The penile entrance is that it has penetrated. Now we are having intercourse.
I would have never thought that would have been his least silly moment, but there it is. And, by the way, those of you following as closely as I am, the prosecution rested Friday to say, it's all yours, defense. Defend Bill Cosby. Go nuts. At 10 a.m. Eastern Time, defense rests. They're not defending him.
One witness, right?
Or one witness.
Yeah.
Who was a witness?
I don't even know, but they're not defending
Rudy?
Him. Rudy? Yeah, Rudy Huxtable. She went up and said, baby! That was it.
That's
just
all
have,
we got.
Have Rudy do the song on the stairs. People lead it up and they'll remember that they love me, not think of me in the penile entrance.
Is Bill running out of money? Or?
I have no idea.
You know, you're paying him hourly, maybe.
Maybe.
Like, just screw it.
You know what, guys? The bill has gotten too high. I'm going to go ahead and say just skip it.
So they have rested. They're not defending Bill.
Maybe,
at all.
Maybe they think he's...
That's not your job.
Slam dunk. I don't know.
No, but maybe. Maybe they're just that wrong.
Or they have... They feel like they have the jury.
They've paid
Was
the jury.
Bill hanging out Jell-O Pops?
Yeah, let's let him decide.
I noticed you look a little sleepy, juror number 7. Have a Jell-O Pop. I made one for all of you.
It's an entirely black jury, all in Cosby sweaters.
Yeah, sweaters and glasses and cigars.
We, the members of the jury, Weird Harold, Rudy,
all associated with the Cosby
jury. As foreman of the jury.
Wait a minute. That's Fat Albert's gang in the jury.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Quiet down, you just might learn something.
The members of the jury are all Cosby kids. Who knew?
Yeah.
I don't know. They already
it's
rested.
Rigged.
I'm shocked. I don't get shocked too often. That shocks me. So everybody my age or thereabouts, you know, in the same 10-year span between 32 and 55, that group of people are about to watch Bill Cosby probably go to jail for the rest of his life. No one saw this coming. There isn't a single person back in 1990 watching the Cosby Show saying, yeah, sure, it's fun now. But that guy someday will spend the rest of his life in jail. No one. So
they're saying if convicted, he's looking at a decade in prison.
That's it. He's done. He'll be 90. Bill ain't gonna last in jail for 10 years. And if you're in jail with Cosby, do you take a poke at that? It's a thought. You'd be the one guy that nailed Cosby. Because they don't like rapists in jail. They treat rapists very poorly there. I don't know. It's a strange world, though, man. That one got me. That's strange. So, a defense resting on day one. This tells me that Bill is like, we don't have a chance. Let's just get out of this before it gets worse. I don't want to be on that stand facing the prosecution coming at me right away. They'll kill me.
Camille
hadn't been showing up lately. She hasn't been showing up to court.
We've been married for over 50 years. I slept for 46 of them.
Right. I just woke up like she's Sleeping Beauty. Anyway, what are you going to do? Craziness. So just an update on Bill's trial. Shocking. John Simons of Gilbert, unless he spelled Simmons wrong. I'm guessing that's Simons. John Simons is a boat qualifier. Congratulations. You can spell Pequod, and you got that right. Brady, are you ready to solve the world's issues? Brady, this one starts. My new car was purchased for me 1 month ago by my boyfriend. This last Monday, I've kind of made the decision that the relationship is something I don't want to be in anymore. It's been 2 years. It wasn't like it was going poorly. It's just I'm not happy. Problem is, I don't know what to do about leaving a relationship of 2 years that he just bought me a car. Do I keep the car? We sold mine to get it, but it's in his name because his credit made it so I could afford a payment. My old car got us $3,000. He matched that for a down payment. I'm not an evil person, but this car is more than I could ever afford without him. It's a really nice SUV. This is a sad time for me. I don't know what to do about the car. Michelle.
Well, there's a couple of options. One, you try to hold the, all right, I'll continue to make the payments on the car.
Right.
And the insurance.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that.
Or, you know, the car doesn't, you know, he's kind of stuck.
He's stuck. He's out the money no matter what.
If he's going to be not happy about the breakup, the bad news is that car's in his name.
It's his car.
Yeah.
I would definitely, as you ease into the breakup, let him know, look, if you want the car, I understand. But would you at least help me out with the new car? I don't have a car. I got rid of my car to get this for us, and now I don't want to be with you, so now what?
But here's the only thing that kind of bothers me a little bit. That unless it just happened in the last 30 days.
She's known. But in her defense, probably a month or two ago, she's thinking, I'm down, I'm working on it. And then she's discovered in the last week, no, it's the relationship. Women don't think clearly. They're not logical. So a month or two ago, she thought, maybe we'll get the car and, you know, it'll cement some things and we're feeling better about each other. And then a month goes by and says, no, I'm still unhappy. So she knew. She's known for a while. But you do that. You'll milk something for a while. It's not like she got the car and said, I want out.
Well, the stand-up thing for you to do is just continue to pay on the car.
Pay for it until you can sell it and pay it back or trade it in. Like Dave Ramsey, and go get yourself a beater.
The break-even point.
Right, the break-even point. Give him his money back and you go get it. Because right now you're upside down on it. If it's a brand-new car, you're screwed. Because there's no way that $6,000 covers walking off the lot. So in a month, so you would keep it. Pay for it. Now, my friend Reggie will tell you a different story.
How long is that going to last? How long is she going to... Oh, that car... So there's no risk for me to walk away from the car.
There isn't any.
I know.
But she's got no car.
And
so her only risk is...
we're saying the stand-up thing is to keep continuing to pay on it. It's like, well, I don't think that's going to last long.
Or...
All it takes is one comment and that's done.
Stay in the relationship for a while.
No way.
Until you've established some financial security to buy your own car. And get out then, like most women do. Or stay in the relationship and find another guy that will loan you his car. But give this poor bastard his car back. It's a tough one. Because he kind of owes you three.
That's
you gave
not
up your
really
car
giving
for
a
no,
car
I know, they're
back.
Screwed.
That's giving a...
You're screwed. You're giving him a payment.
That's why, I don't get why you would tie everything together when you're just dating or boyfriend, girlfriend.
I tell you, my buddy Reggie
You're married. It's one thing.
Reggie is a cautionary tale for buying things for a girlfriend. They bought a car together.
I think he was
actually married
to
her, actually.
It's one thing to go out and spend the money and then that's done. The deal's done.
You married Reg?
So put a name on it and then you're both locked in. Your credit's together. You're merging your credit.
Everything's together. Well, he thought we're going to be together for good. This is a keeper.
Yeah. Famous last words.
Blind. Cordell and Cordell would tell you different. You know what? What would Barry Sanders do is the question. Not do that.
He probably would have.
You buy me a car, Barry?
Nope.
Absolutely not. No. Buy your own car.
You shouldn't even co-sign for family. It's still very difficult to pull that trigger. You're still scared to death.
Well, the only reason you're doing it is you know that you could cover that if that goes south. It's like loaning money.
That sounds great, Brady.
No, it's
but
a
is that
idea.
Usually the what you can do?
Remember
well,
my dad.
No,
you got no problem with that.
Most people say the only reason I'm loaning that money or that amount.
Right.
If you go in there saying that this amount could not, might not return.
I don't think most people are putting that in their head.
My dad co-signed for me.
90% of people.
I had money in my pocket, but I didn't have any credit yet. And I was ready to buy this car. I had a job. I could buy this. I had a big red Dodge pickup I had up until a couple years ago. The first car I bought with my own cash. It was like 26. I was going to buy it on my own, but the dealership's like, nah. Your interest rate's going to be like 40% because you've got no credit. We have no idea what you are. I'm like, oh, all right. My dad goes, ugh, if I co-sign. And you could see it in his face.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to help this moron. What if
he's not thinking, oh,
no.
I'll cover him.
No,
if it's
my dad
he's
was
thinking he will strangle him.
My dad
John
was thinking, ah, I got to cover him.
And if you do it,
there wasn't,
he will kill you.
Yeah, there was no beauty in it. In fact, I would have blown guys to cover the payment on that truck to avoid my dad's anger if I was missing payments. Ah, if I'd messed my dad's credit up because he co-signed for me, I would have been on the street. I lost it. Because he's looking at me going, radio, is it going to work? You're not even funny. Go. Thanks, Pops. Yeah, you need to get a real job. Go back to school. And then so I was like, well, and he was probably right at the time. It had to be scary to watch me all of a sudden start making money in some shady business like this.
I had to threaten taking
terrible.
The car away and leaving it in my driveway. I will just leave it there.
Yeah. I'll leave it there. I'll let it rot.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I will let it rot.
I will let it rot.
Well, I didn't want to mess my dad's credit up, though. So I just, you know. Well, that thing's getting paid for, man. That is getting paid for.
But it'll ruin relationships.
Destroy.
It all depended on the situation. I mean, like, if my dad co-signed for me on a car and all of a sudden I'm going through a tough time
or
whatever, that's one thing. But if you're not paying on it and you're not doing anything
my
about
it, my dad
would
have done that,
you take
too.
That car away.
But as a pride-filled person, my dad paying my car payment at that age. Now, he did it before. I ran into trouble with my Jeep. That was his Jeep that I had originally. And I got into, like, issues. I'm like, I'm in trouble. I got no money. I lost my job. Whatever. They my parents covered me. I was 22. Yeah. Covered me for a while. And that's fine. But 26, 27, I think I was, when it was, like, all on me. No more dad time.
Even if you hit a rough patch, you're going to hear. You're going to feel the wrath of whoever comes.
I didn't want that backup. I didn't want him to be there as my savior again.
You're in a tough spot when you're just starting out in life. It's hard to get going because, you got no credit.
So I think the majority in the room says nobody buy anything for anyone without some sort of a plan that makes it so you can win in the end.
Yeah, we're just talking family, let alone some girl you've been dating
girlfriend.
For 6 months.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Michelle, first
That's
off.
Psychotic.
And this needs to, you know, we need to stop saying it to guys and start saying it to girls. Stop accepting it. I know that's really hard. But as a woman in a year and a half, 2 year relationship, if you're not 100% in and the guy's like, let's go get a car, have the decency to say no.
Yeah.
You know what?
We can tell from 2 feet.
We can tell.
I want to buy this for you.
Right. But to say no, though.
But you're not really buying it.
No.
If unless you're paying cash for that thing,
that
doesn't belong to you.
No.
Yet. You're paying the payments.
Right. You're on your way to owning it. You're technically the owner of the car if you run into somebody.
But they'll repo that thing. They'll crush your credit. They'll
belongs
destroy your life.
It belongs to the bank until you're buying it from the bank.
It's one thing to go pay credit for or pay cash for a girlfriend for something.
Right.
If you could buy a car on your own and give it to her, that's
and it's
good
the
for
reason
you.
Why banks gave loans. Now that I think about it, is because you'd rather ask a bank for money than your dad, because the bank doesn't come over for Thanksgiving after you f up.
You're better off
having the anonymous gray face of the bank hand you $20,000 than the dad. How's that car running? Oh, Bank of America, quit asking. They don't. They just take it. And girls, stop accepting these things, and guys, stop buying until you're already legally bound to them. I get into a marriage and whatever, you're screwed either way. But until then, no more car buying. It's a slippery slope. Would you have bought Ronnie a car before you were married and all that stuff? Did you buy her a car in your name? You got to think wise.
And I retired some debt before.
Well, you paid off some of that. That's a nice gesture.
Yeah.
And that can't really haunt you. It's money gone.
Well, and I wanted
but
to
But a car hangs around. A
sure
car
does.
Payment hangs around. The car itself.
Same
never
the house.
It keeps costing. Yeah, you buy her a house.
How many
you
in a relationship that team up? Let's get a house together.
kick her out.
It's a tough go. I mean, I've got clients I've had that were just boyfriend girl. I've had clients I've taken out that were together, and during the process, they were about to pull the trigger, and then they broke up.
But if both their names are on it, there's
Lisa,
equal.
Lisa and I bought a house. Both our names are on it.
It's both you're both in on it. Equal skin in the game.
Yep.
But when you buy a house, it's like it's just in my friend Boyd. He did that. I'll buy the house for us, and you keep your place, and we'll rent it out and whatever. Well, she was using it as a sex lair on the side, and he didn't know that. And so when she left him with a house that he could only afford with her. She's like, I got my place still. It's under my name. This is under your name, so.
He wasn't being very forward-thinking.
He was not. He was forward-thinking in a field of posies and dreams and unicorns and rainbows. He wasn't thinking in the, what's that dark cloud out there?
What could happen if we broke up?
In Toledo's case, with you bought it with Lisa. It's in your name. She is half responsible, but that doesn't matter when all of a sudden one half is not paying that. It falls back on
whoever's doing it. If you guys broke up, you'd be selling that house immediately.
Oh, no,
You sell.
That's why that's built in. Absolutely.
Or you buy the other one out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
My buddy Boyd was the only one on the thing. There was no recourse. Nothing. It was his house.
And I've seen that.
House.
People, maybe they're dating someone with a bunch of kids, and then it does, like you're going to buy a huge house that you shouldn't.
Ah.
Because there's a bunch of kids in the deal.
Terrible.
You break
it's the American
up.
Dream.
Stop buying stuff for each other. Dear Brady, I met a girl a few weeks back. We hit it off. By the way, do you give the car back? Is that the answer we were going to give? Do you let him have it?
It's not going to go over well either way.
Yeah.
It's his car.
But I think he'd rather have the tangible product.
Saying,
maybe he's
I'm
got
saying
the
stand
used car
up
now.
And
tell him,
pay.
Whatever you want, we'll do. You're leaving him. You said, do you want the car? I'll let you have the car, or if you want, I will keep paying for it. And if I don't,
you could do a contract.
Yeah, do something like that.
Say, I will pay you
but
for the next.
I
do.
Doesn't he have a car? Maybe his is older. Swap him out.
Not a bad idea.
That way he's paying for the new car.
Who gets the more valuable item?
That's a good
thing. Good question. Dear Brady, I met a girl a few weeks back, and we hit it off well. 3 dates in 1 week. I actually kind of fell hard for her emotionally right away, but I've been playing it cool. She doesn't know that I like her as much as I do, but I really do. All 3 dates, no sex, but it's gotten hot and heavy a few times. And last Thursday was our last date. Well, Friday I bought her flowers for our 1 week anniversary joke and wrote on the card, just a silly joke, thinking about you, how much fun I've had this last week. Hope you have a great day. No reply. Didn't reply Saturday. Didn't reply Sunday. So this morning I woke up, 7 a.m. I know she gets up early.
Freaked her out.
Text her right away and said, did you get my flowers? She answered, yes, thank you. I haven't said anything since. Do I keep pushing or do I skip this? What the hell happened? I'm dying to know what happened, where it went wrong, if it went wrong, or am I overthinking this and she just took the weekend to not do anything with me? I cannot stop racing in my brain. How do I find out what's going on without being crazy? D. Decker.
definitely nuts. Sounds like she's moved on. She's not into it as much as you are.
Yeah. Classic case of you're just... All
faded.
Over.
Yeah. You were all over for a week, and she didn't have the fun you had.
Yeah.
She had a nice week with you.
And you start throwing flowers at her and stuff. She's like,
maybe you left.
Whoa.
You left
even though
date.
You could have been joking on that 1 week happy one.
Right.
Week
yeah, that's smothering.
What happened was Thursday night they went out. He had the time of his life. She's like, he's all right. Friday the flowers come. She goes, boy, no. This is too much.
Yep.
You were 9. She was 3. She liked you. You were fun for a couple of days. Probably wanted to see Wonder Woman with you, and you seemed harmless.
That's why I love that 2-day rule.
Huge.
Like, because there's no smothering involved.
Nope.
Like, you go out. When you're just starting dating, like the first 3 or 4 dates, you need to have some days in between before you even talk.
You can't accidentally smother them if you keep that rule in play.
Yeah, you have to have it for a while.
Because sometimes you will. Like, guys are like, I liked her. I want in that. And we'll goof.
And it's the same either way. Like, if a girl's doing it to you, you're like, whoa, back off. You know, it's just too much pressure. Like, it's keep the, 2 days, no contact in between dates for like a month.
But you do, as a guy, you have to admit that you can't be that cool when you feel like it worked out real well and then nothing, you want to call and go, what the hell happened?
No, you got to show restraint.
Can he do that? Or does he just sit back and wait for her to contact? And then maybe a week from now, just go, hey, clearly this didn't work. Was there something I did wrong? Maybe that's fine.
But he's...
Give it some time.
Yeah, you're going to have to give it a lot of time.
Yeah.
Because that one, I don't know if you'll ever find, maybe down the line, the answer that you're wanting to hear,
but
you already kind of know.
Maybe silver lining. She had something happen. Well, my friend, again, going back to my friend Colin, went to, this is a great story. This girl, her last name was Munoz, one of the prettiest women we've ever seen, took a liking to him. He was surprised by it. And they, this was 1997. They went and saw Titanic together. And he came back into my office on the Monday after, and he put his arms out, and he said, I'm currently king of the world. I'm like, what? And he goes, this girl is into me. I mean, we made out. Everything was great. He wasn't feeling that well that Monday morning. And it's like, we had the time of our life Saturday. It was Titanic. I actually enjoyed it. It was amazing. Anyway, what are you going to do? He said, I'll call her, like, tomorrow or something. I'm like, he played it perfect. But his arms went out every time I saw him. King of the world. I'm like, I'm with you. I don't know how you pulled this off. He got sick, strep throat. 4 days went by. He was in bed the whole time. Calls her the Friday. He feels better. What's going on? You know what? I don't have time for you. Why? You didn't even call me the next day. I've had strep throat all week. I don't care. It's a likely excuse. Click. No longer king of the world. So maybe she had maybe she had strep throat. So, you know, if you're, you give her a break. Maybe she had a rough weekend. She didn't text. Maybe she's still sick this morning. Maybe something happened. You're not close enough to know all of her personal details. Nope. So there's don't
do
blow
something.
It.
Stay yeah. busy.
Stay and busy. And she might contact you and go, sorry, I've been kind of off a little bit. Hey, you want to go out Thursday? It still may be on, silver lining. But you asking what's wrong is going to push it the wrong way, no matter how she feels. Lunatics. Well, we're all screwed up.
And then sometimes it does click.
Thousands
it's like
of
the
years.
Ones that it's hit off. You know, there wasn't a period where, oh, I gotta keep it iced for a while. You know, take that day or two.
Brady,
it just happened.
You're talking danger here. Yep. Always take a couple days.
Even if
after,
it sure.
Even if it, especially if it clicks. Because you're the only one it clicked for, as far as you know.
Yeah.
Maybe it works the other way. If she calls you, please take a couple of days
exactly.
away.
Exactly. All of a sudden, she'll, you know, if she's the one that's contacting
right.
you the next day, all right.
Don't whatever. Take Brady's, 1% of the time it'll work. Stop it.
But even you, like.
Oh, it's dangerous.
If she's contacting you every day.
Right. She's crazy.
Oh, that can be ahead of the other way.
I know. Yep. So you.
Maybe a text of like, hey, how you doing? We haven't talked. See you. I'll talk to you in a couple of days. I got a lot going on. Is okay.
Nothing wrong with a little space.
Got to keep the space right off the bat because it's euphoric. If you felt the click and she didn't, you're going to look like a Looney Tunes. This one's great, Brady. You're going to like this. Dear Brady, my dad is marrying a black woman. She's a lovely person. Very sweet. But my dad is that is 50-year anniversary of it being legal. My dad is slash was a horrible racist man. I grew up with a racist father, period. I've had a strained relationship with him because he sees the world crazy. So over the years, we've had kind of a casual father-son, how are you, very shallow relationship. But since he's marrying this black girl, I've decided to assume he's changed. I asked him to go to dinner with me last week. Took him out. He hasn't changed at all. First question, I said, how did you meet Sarah? She seems nice. His answer made me realize nothing's new. I met her on a dating site some N-word at work told me about. Oh, no. I told him he should stop saying that. Dad, it's just ugly. He said he still doesn't like black people, but he's found a good one. End quote. He's so fake in front of her, it's driving me insane. She's such a nice lady. I don't like my dad, quotes around like, that much. He doesn't seem like a decent man. And this lady seems a little bit lost. Kind of like a sheep. He gets to tell her anything he wants. She does whatever he wants. She seems a bit clueless that he's a complete dick. Do I involve myself? Lon.
No.
No?
This journey, first of all, I find this really hard to believe.
I've seen it. In fact, we talked about my buddy's dad earlier this morning. I won't bring it up because it was bad and I don't want to cast his data, but he dated a black girl for a while.
Yeah.
And he's not capable of that.
Well, you'd think you're going to run into that.
No.
And so did he do the same thing? He's putting up this false front?
The way it was, yes. The way it was described to me, and I didn't see it firsthand, the way it was described to me was he felt superior to her. She was kind of a submissive person, and he treated her like he owned her. And I could see that very easily.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if I figure that's his their journey together. If it gets involved where there's all of a sudden it gets physical or something, then I'm getting in involved and trying to, you know, prevent that. But
you wouldn't tell her.
I don't know why.
My dad has always been
racist. I don't know the
motivation
behind it. It's just weird.
To save Sarah? To save Sarah the heartache of what is inevitable?
Well, you know, I mean, at first, that's not going to go over
well,
but I guess.
If your dad emotionally abused a woman before and then started dating someone else and you'd seen it, like emotionally just devastated her, and you thought, okay, he's changed, and then you found out he wasn't, would you tell the new girl? He's an emotionally abusive man, and I just wanted to let you know my opinion of him stands here. It's up to you, whatever you want to do from here. I'm just letting you
maybe
know.
Maybe. I might do that.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Watch out,
again,
though, for...
Oh, it's trouble.
You're interjecting into something that probably...
But is it interjecting? That's my question. Is it interjecting if you just go to Sarah and say, I think you're a wonderful person. I just let you know my dad and I don't have a good relationship because I think he's a wild racist. I think his views on the world are terrible. I don't want to see you get into trouble. Just keep your eyes open. I hope you guys work this out. I'm not trying to tell you not to do anything. I'm just letting you know my opinion. Is there any harm in that?
Man, yeah.
No.
But think about it. If she tells him this, he's going to be so open.
But he knows you don't like him.
Well, it doesn't matter. When people hear that, they're still it's going to trigger something.
Yeah.
Okay.
He may know it or whatever, but then he's thinking, well, he talked to her and he's going to be pissed.
And he might kill her.
He might kill you, too. Yeah. I don't know. It's like...
That's a tough one.
I don't know about interjecting into other relationships.
Yeah, like I don't like that either.
I mean, if you don't have to, I mean, she's the one that... Maybe she's a wild racist.
Maybe she hates him, too. She's like that Clayton character.
Yeah,
that
I mean, maybe they're the perfect for each other.
Like Chappelle had, the blind Klansman. I don't know. Yeah, maybe she hates black people, too. And that's what they've got in common. Their absolute hate for her race.
Unfortunately, a lot of times it's one of those things like, well, I hope they're happy.
Sure.
You know, because, I mean, maybe I guess you get to know her.
Or if you really hate the guy,
yeah,
hope he's not happy.
How much don't you, I guess that's what comes into play. How much do you not like your dad? How much do you really don't, I don't like my dad, he said it in the letter. How much don't you like him? Because you can mess this up for him. If you don't care that it blows that up, then fine, you don't really like him in the first place.
She might not even, you know, I'm sure he's laid down, if your dad knows that you don't like him.
Right.
I'm sure he's not talking highly
maybe
of you with her. And maybe that'll just ice it more.
Sometimes family just don't get along. Sometimes you need to separate.
Yeah. I don't know. That would be a tough one if you're watching somebody walk down a path of destruction. Like, hey, I just want to let you know.
Would you interject in that?
I think I might tell her if I didn't like my dad.
That indication would say, I think he likes his dad.
Huh?
Because...
I'm not talking about him. I'd go to her. I don't care what he says. I'd tell her. My dad's a horrible racist. You need to get out.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I would say
that. It depends on how close you get with the girl.
Her more than anything.
No, if I didn't like my dad, I'd be like, you need to get out of this. Yeah. This guy's awful.
But you would have to arrange...
I've told my brother-in-law that.
A meeting with her and everything?
No, you just go next time you see her, just go, come here for a second. I hate my dad, so let's take this with a grain of salt. You need to get out of here. The dude's a racist. He hates black people. He's going to hate your family. It's going to be uncomfortable. You're walking into a mess. I told my brother-in-law that. You need to leave this lunatic. Sister of mine, you need to get out of here. You're a decent person. You need to go. She's nuts.
Listening.
And he looked at me and goes, no, I'm like, no, look, she's crazy. You know it. I know it. Everybody here knows it. You're too tolerant. You're too kind. You need to go. I tried to encourage him to leave. I gave him a place to stay. Stay at my house. Work it out. I help you with some stuff.
There's no
fear of you and your sister scrapping
or like.
No. But if your dad's going to, look, if you don't like him and your dad comes over to fight you or something, I'd have him arrested.
Well, it sounds like he's a little unstable, so maybe. I mean, that could be an option.
Here's the other thing.
Possibly.
It's his other buddies aren't going to like this.
Right. The people he hangs out with.
So if the guy
isn't
really the racist, what the guy's saying.
Yeah, so when all the KKK comes to visit you.
Yeah. When that is true. Depends on that way how crazy and racist your father actually is. If there's going to be a Klan rally in your yard to burn a cross and kill you and your kids, probably not interjecting is a good idea. Yeah, maybe he doesn't have that many friends. Maybe he's just a...
Maybe the racism has tapered, and all of a sudden,
I don't know.
Because he's going to have to deal with her family,
right? But when he says,
that's why I'm saying I'd rather that come out, and he learns the lesson on that side of it. But he'll never correct his ways.
But when the question is, how'd you meet her?
Yeah,
and he throws the N-word in the answer. He hasn't changed too much.
I know what you're saying, but you're kind of playing Captain Save-A-Ho here.
Yeah, a little bit.
And
it is true.
I don't know if that's
it's Captain Save-A-Ho. It's also Captain F you dad. So it's the choice of what
I'm
you'd rather
I'm all about
do.
Revenge, yeah. but I yeah. don't know if that's the
it's
best
a tough
way
one.
To go about it.
It's the reason it's the question. Brady, you would not interject.
Probably not.
No.
I have to agree. I don't know if I'd get in. Right. I mean, if I really liked the girl, maybe if like I knew the girl beforehand and like I liked her and
right.
I really like had some feelings for her, like cared about yeah. her.
I'm just weighing both sides.
But if she means nothing to you, then...
Yeah. Let her die under the thumb of that racist, miserable bastard.
That's the path you chose.
If you're that stupid, I will say that. If you're this stupid, you deserve it.
Yeah, and maybe she knows all this. There's so many things that you may not know about her.
It's a good question. She could hate white, black people.
It's very early I don't know what she relationship. Hates. Yeah, I mean, I would get to know her a little bit more if you're really that concerned.
It's like Monsters Ball. Remember that? They were all racists.
I never watched him. Oh, we only watched the F scene.
Man, it's such a good movie. When Peter
Who watches it?
So good. Such a good movie.
I tried to watch it, and I just ended up fast forward.
So good. You're gonna, the masturbating thing's hard to avoid. But when Peter Boyle is the grandfather, and he sits there, and Halle Berry comes over to give Billy Bob a gift, and he says something to the, like, he goes, you're the one. He's the one who's been taking that juice off of, and she starts crying and realizes, oh my god, they're all racist hillbilly pigs. It's great stuff. Because it is, it's dealing with, I used to be a racist, but here's this girl I've actually fallen for. But your dad's still a racist. This black lady's going to wander into this situation where one of your friends is going to get drunk and say, you know what? Do you warn her? I don't know. It's a good question, though. Brady says don't. And it's what would Brady do? I'm just weighing both options. But your dad's going to screw this up on his own. And this lady seems stupid. So I guess it's the stupid and the mean are uniting for a little while. And you get to watch the fireworks.
No different from, not much difference from a parent not being a big fan of the girl you chose or the guy you chose.
Right. A lot of times they'll let you know.
They're not
going
to tell you. Yeah. I
mean, they'll let you know.
They don't hide that.
Yeah. And especially if it looks
harmful. Well, I know plenty that have. That's like, this is your, we have to accept who this person is in a way.
But if it's harmful, they'll say so. They'll step in. They won't stop it, but they'll say, you I don't like.
Right.
And you know it. And that's fine. My daughter's going to make her own choices. My son's going to make his own choices. But you I do not like. I think you're wrong. And I know plenty of that, too, where the parents interject in a way to say, I'm protecting my daughter.
Ones that say, and finally, it doesn't work out.
Right.
And the family members come up, I got to tell you, was not a big fan.
You don't want that either. Like, that's the worst.
Why didn't you tell me that?
When everybody tells you, I didn't like it.
You didn't see.
You don't want to be the one that's in the dark in that kind of situation.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I say let your dad get his jungle fever going until she realizes he's a hideous racist. And you just sit back and not care about anyone. That's the way to live life.
It is. We talk about it all the time, that people broke down on the side of the street.
Yeah.
You want to help.
Yep.
But then you're like, I don't know what's going on here. Or the people that need money at the, standing on a corner.
You want to help. Sure.
Again, I keep using these people as examples. My friend Colin texted me the other day. He goes, I tried to do the right thing by a homeless guy, Circle K, asking me for money. He said, I do have money, but I'm not going to give it to you. But I will get you a water if you want. And he goes, can you get me one of them blueberry super Gatorades? The guy didn't want water. He wanted a very specific... like Mountain Dew Berry Punch.
Mountain Blast?
Yeah, something like that. And he's like, I guess so. Water is not.
What you've offered.
It's 108 degrees outside, but you've chosen to have Mountain Dew. Water was not good for him. No, I want something flavor-filled. Okay. So we bought him a Mountain Dew. I don't know if I feel good about that. A Berry Blast. There you go, my friends. That is what Brady did. And if you're a racist, you're going to get away with it. That's for sure. Nicely done, Brady. It's 90.
That was what Brady did. Listen.
Want a Holmberg on the go?
Well, that sounds dangerous.
Download the 98 KUPD app for live streams, podcasts, and more.